Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the experimental electronic pop of producer and singer-songwriter Glasser.
A guide through all the swells tonight.
Glasser is the project name for California-based singer, composer, and producer Cameron Mesereau. She released Apply, her first EP under that name, back in 2009. She's been working at her own pace ever since and developing her sound, an original blend of electronic and dance music with influence from folk traditions, dream pop, trance, jazz, and even spoken word. It's all tied together by her nimble, melodic singing voice. Her latest is called Crux and is available on One Little Independent. I was lucky to be the DJ that interviewed Glasser for this live in studio. I asked her about her influences and got a surprising answer.
You started to find your way into music through electronic music. And yeah. I'm curious who those electronic artists were that helped you find your path.
Actually, well, there were lots of electronic artists that helped me find my path, but truly, I wanted to be in a rock band, and so I found electronic music out of pure frustration at that, like, every boy that I knew would not let me be in their band.
How rude.
I know. So I didn't really intend to be an electronic musician, but it was where my language was, like, most naturally, and I was given GarageBand, and thank God, because it saved me.
Here you come and there you go.
Her first EP and the first full-length, Ring, were created mainly in GarageBand. In 2013, she released Interiors, inspired by a book about New York architecture, proving that, though it may be difficult to dance about architecture, you can certainly feel and even sing about it. In 2018, she put out Sex Tape. Recordings of conversations about encounters and experiences provide the emotional and rhythmic basis for some intense music. It's chock full of hooks, too.
I wonder what this will feel like.
On my knees.
And then...
Struggling to find a way to make new music, she started taking lessons in Balkan singing. It was inspiring and unlocked the current Glasser era.
I never thought of what the ending would be. Guess I'm just a bruiser that way.
For this episode, Cameron and multi-instrumentalist Robbie Lee performed 6 songs, 4 from Crux, 1 from Interiors, and 1 previously unreleased song, Defeat. Here's Glasser, live on KEXP.
Yeah.
Lift the veil.
just heard Glasser with the songs Mass Love, Defeat, and Vine.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Glasser.
Exercise. Except for all those times when you
And that was our live session with Glasser. You heard the songs Ophrys, Drift, and Design. We'd like to thank Cameron and Robbie for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KSJE 90.9 at San Juan College in Farmington, New Mexico, the beacon of the Four Corners. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, check out In Our Headphones, hosted by Isabel Khalili and Janice Headley. You get 5 song recommendations every Monday straight from KEXP's DJs and music directors. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.